Sunday of every month, we do an honorary member. I want to get to know somebody we haven't gotten a chance to talk to before. We're getting towards the end. It's getting where new people don't come. We'll run out of people here. But we do have a person for today to be honored. Today, I'm gonna ask this person some questions and try to get to know this person a little bit better than maybe we knew them before. Let's see who our member is this month. It's Michael. Michael, come up here with me, man.
All I can see is you, David, up here. David,
back
of somebody.
Michael's in the back.
Oh,
hey, so Michael, go Eagles.
Yeah.
Sit down here with me.
Yay, Michael.
This is Michael Lane. I bet you didn't know his last name because I didn't. I went to the nursing home. Huh? Blanton. B-L-A-N-T-O-N. I went to nursing home and go visit Michael, and I asked for Michael, and they directed me to his room, and it was a different guy. That's not him, but I didn't know your last name. So I just should have said Happy Mike, because that's how we described it. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, Michael, about where your life started off and stuff like that. If there's questions that I ask you that you don't really want to share, that's okay too. But just as we go along, I want to try to, what we're trying to do is to get to know more about you, Michael, okay?
Okay.
Let me start off with, where were you born?
Why don't you go?
Parkland, he said.
So you were born here in Dallas?
Yes.
Parkland Hospital.
Yes.
When you were growing up, did you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had brothers.
You had brothers? How many brothers do you have?
I have two, three. It was three of us and all the other.
So two brothers and you?
Yeah.
Are they older brothers or younger? Or are you in the middle or what?
They're older.
They're both older?
Yes.
So you were the baby of the man.
Oh, I was a baby.
Are your brothers still alive?
One of them is.
Okay. And where does he live?
He's here in Dallas.
He lives here too. The brother that passed away, what happened to him?
He was shot.
Really? Did he live here in Dallas?
Yeah.
That's a shame. That happens so often that it's really disturbing to find out how that not just affects that person, but the families of that person. How long ago was that? Long time, short time?
A long time ago.
Were you just a kid?
I was just a baby.
Was that hard for you to deal with?
Yeah.
Yeah? I guess so. So you grew up your whole life here in Dallas?
Yes.
Did you go to school anywhere here? Or?
Singerville High School.
Singerville High School. Are they the Dragons?
Yes.
Yes. I don't think I want to be a school of the Dragons. But there's a school out in
South Lake Carroll.
South Lake Carroll, and they win everything. So
yes.
Maybe it's a good thing to be a dragon. I don't know. Have you ever been married?
I'm married.
You are? Are you married now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. And where is your wife?
She's at work. She's a nurse.
And does she live here in Dallas too?
Yes. Yes.
So how long have you been married?
I met her when she was How was your school?
Okay. And did y'all have any children?
Yeah.
So you have...
Two girls and one boy.
You have two daughters and one... What are their names?
Kutian.
Whoa. Kutian?
Laquitian.
Laquitian.
Yeah. And Martika.
Martika?
Yeah.
And those are the two girls?
Yes.
Okay.
And the boy's name is Dietrich.
Dietrich.
Yeah.
Well, see, I didn't know that about you. I didn't. Do you ever get to spend time with them?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
They come by and visit, and like I say, they, now I'm married. My oldest, she was, but.
Oh, so you have kids that are grown?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think you were old enough to have grown kids. I thought you were talking 7-8 years old here.
Yeah,
no,
grown.
Grown kids.
Grown kids.
Well, do you have any grandkids yet?
Yeah, got a girl. A little girl. Really?
A granddaughter. Well, see, I would have never guessed that about you. So tell me, what is your disability? Why is it that you're staying in Brentwood?
Stroke.
Uh-huh. How long ago did that happen? It's hard to tell.
It was in 2 years ago.
Okay. Before you had the stroke, were you working?
Yes. I was working at UPS.
UPS. Anita has some boys.
That's a lot of work.
UPS. Yeah, that is a lot of work.
Yeah.
So, UPS works their feet to death.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. I think that was what got me in the...
Brought the stroke on
me? Yeah, brought the stroke on me.
But that's what you think caused the stroke?
Yeah.
Just not enough rest?
Because they call out, go in.
Yeah. Did you work nights or days or both?
Both.
When you, before your stroke, your wife is a nurse, and y'all lived in what part of Dallas did y'all live?
East Dallas.
East Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Y'all had a house?
Apartment.
Is that where she's and the kids are staying? Oh, well, I guess your kids are grown and moved out?
Yeah, they moved out. Okay. They moved out.
So it's just her by herself now?
Yeah.
Before your stroke, and when you were growing up, your mom and dad, did they take you to church? Did you go to church often?
You went to church every Sunday.
Are your mom and dad still alive?
No, they did.
Both passed away?
Yeah.
So when you were small, did you, you and your brothers, y'all went to church regularly?
Yeah.
What kind of church did y'all go to?
Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. When you were, what age do you think that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Or was that something you've done as a teenager?
Yes.
Okay. When you were, is that something you remember, or is that just a point in your life and just went on, or is there?
There was something that I remember, things I do know and figure out and like I say, it was part of my herd.
Yeah. So did your brothers the one that's still alive is
he's in church too.
Good for him. Good for him. Did you and your wife get a chance to take your kids to church when y'all were growing up? Or
no, didn't. I slipped out of church when going, and some just kept telling me I need to get back to church. I need to get back to church, and I told my wife she goes to church when she have a time when she's not tired. Mm-hmm. And
what do you think it was that told you needed to be back at church? What do you think was telling you that?
God.
Absolutely. Because he wants his children to be in his house.
Yeah.
And you're one of his children. And I'm not real familiar with Church of Christ. Do they baptize?
Yeah.
Were you able to be baptized in the church?
Yes. Yes.
When you...
like I say, I'd like to become a member here.
You betcha, buddy.
Because it's something that just keep telling me this is a good church, and
hey, we're all about you, brother. Yeah. We're all about you. Yeah. We want you to be.
Yeah.
And we feel like you're part of it. You may not have come down the aisle and officially moved your letter.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
You do that.
Okay.
When we have the invitation today, you come down today.
Okay. Okay.
And we will recognize you as a new member here. And
okay.
Be on our roll. And we want you to be affiliated with us. And we want you to be proud of the fact that you're part of this family.
Yes. Yeah.
When you were growing up, what was your favorite food?
Steak.
you lived a high life, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm with you. Nothing better than a good steak.
Chicken, you know,
you kind of miss those things though when you're in a nursing home.
You
just got to get what they do.
You have to eat what they give you.
But like Chris says, just be grateful, because I know so many people that. Well, I don't personally know them, but I see a lot of people living under bridges and living in shelters that would love to be in a place
and
appreciate that.
Yeah.
What is it, Michael, that you would like to do? Now, this stroke, it affected your speech, your walk. Was there a point when they thought that you might pass away?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
And
some kept telling me, no, it's not your time to go. And I got stuff for you to do. And
there you go.
And I believed it, and I know my brother and my wife and the kids and all the family, they would do it all. When I came out of the coma, they was all there.
That's what family's for.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we have such close family. And I'm sorry you had to go through this. But God has a reason.
Yeah.
And He has something He wants you. What is it that you want to do, Michael? What is it that that you want, you're still young enough to accomplish so many things. What would you like?
I would like to be a preacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever
preached?
Done a message before?
No. I haven't. But.
Well, I tell you what we'll do. Me and Larry will work with you. We'll start out small and maybe give you a chance one Sunday to teach a Sunday school lesson. And then maybe we'll let you do a, you know, if God's calling you to do it, Michael, He'll give you whatever it takes for you to do it. It's not it's not something that you have to do.
Yeah.
It's something that God does in you. Yeah. And if that's something that you feel like...
Because I kick myself at Redwood, you know. It's certain people that I be talking to. I be talking to them and giving scriptures and stuff.
Hey, Michael, you don't have to stand behind the pulpit to be a preacher.
Yeah.
When you share with people, when you share them scripture, when you talk to them, that's what you're doing. You're sharing your faith with them. And that's what we as preachers, we get to do it standing behind the pulpit to a huge number of people. But some of the best times that I felt were the best part of my ministry is when I was sharing with somebody one-on-one about what my faith meant to them and what the faith can do for them. Witnessing to them one-on-one can be the best part about it. Where would, if there is some place you'd like to go, where would you like to go?
I don't know.
Is your desire to get out of Brentwood and get back home?
Yeah.
Did they put a time schedule on that? What they think, where they think that might happen?
No.
Yeah.
They no.
Do you have to go to physical therapy every day? Or?
No.
Because you get around good.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that your prayer can be answered. I hate to see you leave Brentwood because then I might not get to see you, but I would love for you to get a chance to go back and be with your family. I think that's what every man would want.
Yeah, that's one thing I keep praying and keep hoping, you know, and soon for my wife gets tired of what she's doing, but she know me. But me and her gonna go back and go ahead and stay together.
Well, good. You just keep believing and praying and ask God for what you want for your life, and God's going to get you to that place where you want to be, because God keeps His promises. How is it that you're always so upbeat, so happy? I mean, you've gone through a lot. You've had a brother that has been killed.
Yeah.
You've had a stroke. You're living in a nursing home away from your wife and children. Yeah. But yet, you always seem to be so happy. How do you do that?
Do the Word of God.
That's it. Yeah. You don't look at the circumstances.
No.
You just trust God.
Yeah.
You need to teach us more how to do that. Because some of us need to be happy. Some of us need to be more content. Some of us need to be more grateful. And that's one of the things, Michael, that you can teach us how to do that. Because I've never seen you when you weren't in a good mood. You know, when we were kidding you about the football game, you were in a good mood. When we went to the fair, you were in a good mood. When you come to church, you're in a good mood. That's something I admire in you, that no matter all the things that you've gone through in life, you've gone through more than a lot of people here have had to go through. And yet, you're not angry at God.
No.
You're not feeling like you've been cheated.
No.
But you're just looking forward to what God has for you. And that's something you need to teach us. How did you hear about us, this church?
Dr. Calvin, and he was telling me about you, about coming to preach. I said, one day I just decided I'm going to church. And from that time and until now, I love going to church.
We love for you to come. We pulled up at the nursing home today. Generally, when it's pouring down rain, we don't pick up the people in the nursing home because I don't want people falling or anything. But I pull up there and it's raining hard, and I look out here. Here's Rita asleep over there, but here's Rita. Yeah. She is. I'm trying to say, wait, we're trying to wait for the rain to stop. No, she's steady rolling out there. And the pouring down rain, she's sitting out there. So I said, well, if she's going to get out there in the rain, I don't know if Kelvin and Michael will go. I pull up there. Before I could get the lift down, you two guys were ready. Yeah. Rain ain't going to keep you away.
No.
I appreciate that both. And Kelvin is one of these guys that's always talking us up. He's always inviting people to come.
Yeah.
I know you do that too.
Yeah.
So you know, that there's so many people in that nursing home would love to get a chance to come do it. They just need to be asked.
Yeah.
So you just keep asking.
We asked. And they go, we'll come.
Yeah. They're not as dedicated as maybe you and Kelvin and Rita and Kelly.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, and I want you to be honest here, because you're not going to hurt anybody's feelings here. But when you come here, do you feel like you're part of us, or do you think that maybe the people in the nursing home?
No, I feel like I'm one of y'all.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, good, because that's the way we want you to feel. But I'm afraid sometimes some people think, well, because I'm in a wheelchair or because I'm at a nursing home, I'm not as meaningful to this church as the other. But that's not true, and I'm glad you feel that way.
I do.
I'm glad you. What can we as a church to do even better at this? What is something that you from the outside maybe can look in and
just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
You know, if you can ask, people to come if they want. Eventually, they're gonna get tired of you asking, and they're gonna want to go.
You wear them down.
Yeah. Well,
you know, your God's responsibility to us is to share the word, to ask, to get it out there. What they do with what we offer them, they have a responsibility that they, on their own, that they have to take that information we give them and do something with it. So you guys just keep doing what you're doing, keep sharing with other people there.
Okay.
And we'll just ask God to continue to bless this ministry and the people at the nursing home. And Michael, you just keep coming back doing what you're doing and keep your smiling face here.
No, can't keep me away from here.
All right. You know, I wish there were more people like that.
Yeah.
There's so many people who have come and gone from this church that if you ask them, you couldn't keep them away. You can't keep them here, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm so glad for you and what your ministry is. We're going to help you with what it is that you want to do in God's realm, and we're going to just help you keep doing more and more of that. You just keep...
I'm keep going.
There you go.
I'm keep going.
You're that ever ready buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll say this. Go Cowboys. Go Cowboys.
No.
Wait a minute. Let me pray.
Go Eagles.
No. Wait. Let me pray with you before you go.
Yeah. Who needs it?
And we'll just bring those Eagles right out of
it. Nope.
Okay. I'm going to say a prayer with Kelvin and y'all.
No, that's Michael.
I mean Michael. And y'all keep praying along with us. And I hope you learn some more about Michael. I know I did. I haven't had a chance to know Michael very long.
Yeah.
But some of the things he told me today have really inspired me today. And I hope it has you. Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, I thank you so much for a spirit like Michael's, Father, who has this desire. He was as a young boy saved, and he left the church and did other things, Father, but he had this calling to you that he needed to be back here, Father. Thank you that he answered that call. Father, I just pray that you'll continue to strengthen Michael, just keep pouring your blessings on him, Father. Just let him get better and better and better, Father, in that not only will he grow physically strong, but spiritually strong. And he will keep this attitude that he has right now. He is one of the most grateful people I've ever met. Now, all the people that went to the fair, I think he went to every single person that was there that day and told them how much he appreciated that, and that meant so much to them, and it means so much to us. Father, thank you that we can learn from him and understand that doesn't matter what life does to us, that God is worthy to be praised, and he's got a plan, and he's going to work his plan if we'll just be willing to submit ourselves and commit ourselves to him. Father, thank you for Michael and what he means to this church and what he means to you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, after church, they're going to take a picture of my hand.